AircheckDownloads.com.
Greetings, Pop Pick, as it is, Pick of the Pops. Yes, we're at it again. Our thanks to Debonair DLT. In between now and 3 o'clock, some highlights from three vintage top 20s, all the fashion, 25 years, 15 years, and 9 years ago this very week. Oh, not off. The lineup includes The Beatles, Gene Pitney, Big Dio, and Adam Faith and Elvis Presley. There's Cozy Powell, Elvin Stardust, Slade, Mudd, and David Essex. Pink Floyd's there too with Madness, ABBA, The Clash, and The Pretenders. And back in 1964, Kathy Kirby came down to number 20, and right behind her down at number 19 was Young Freddie.
You were made for me.
Absolutely, and there it was, Freddie and the Dreamers jumping around 25 years ago this very week in Pick of the Pops at number 19, and you were made for me. And I see, Pop Pickers, that the singing nun had lost the top 10 habit. She came down from number 10 to number 18 with Dominique, and all of a sudden they arrived. They were brand new at number 17. It was Love.
Love, love, we do, and love.
That's the one, all right, Pop, because they were certainly in love. They were a brand new number 17 25 years ago. At number 17 in Pick of the Pops, the foremost there, and I'm in Love, and down came the Stones. And right there it was, the Rolling Stones, some more Lennon and McCartney songwriting there. Down they came to number 16 25 years ago in Pick of the Pops, and the one called I Wanna Be Your Man. All right, let's go on, Pop, because in Pick of the Pops here on Radio 1, and let me see, oh yes, the man was full of kissing, all right.
She had kisses sweeter than wine.
And I tell you, Pop, because if you've got to have a kissing game, it's got to be a quickie. All right, that was Mr. Elvis Presley from 1964. Would you believe it's quarter of a century ago at number 15 there, and the one called Kiss Me Quick. We had a very strange situation back in 1964, incidentally. For instance, there was no number 14, but there was a joint number 13, all right. And Mr. Billy Fury there had a bit of a question. Are you ready for this one? Oh, yes, we loved him, all right. That was the late Billy Fury there, taking his place very definitely from 1964 in Pick of the Pops, a joint number 13 there, and Do You Really Love Me? Right, let's look at the situation again. I see the Beatles were at joint 13 there with Billy and She Loves Me. There was no number 12, but there was joint number 11 again. Frank Ifield was there at joint number 11 with Don't Blame Me, Pop Pickers. And all of a sudden, Mr. Adam Faith, he was there too, coming down to number 11, remember?
I love you.
Absolutely. Joint number 11 there for Mr. Adam Faith in Pick of the Pops. Oh, 1964, and we are in love. Oh, incidentally, I see that Brenda Lee was climbing up. She went to number 10. Do you remember this one? I've got to tell you, Pop Pickers, that the lady is still travelling the road in America, that is for sure. And there she was, recreated from 1964. Can you believe it? So long. Number 10 there, the lovely Brenda Lee, and as usual. And even though the Hollies were coming down at that particular stage, Mama thought it was absolutely wonderful, right?
Well, your
and as we found out, Pop Pickers, they certainly stayed right up from 1988. And I think 1989 is going to be another good one for them. The Hollies there from 1964, down at number 9 on the one called Stay. And incidentally, America's Big Dio, when he was coming down too. Absolutely, and he certainly was the lovely Big Dio, and they're all the way from America taking part in Pick of the Pops in 1964 over here in the UK. And there he was at number 8 and swinging on a star. Right, we have the situation again. There was no number 7 back in 1964. There were two at joint number 6, and one of them was Jerry and the Pacemakers. Will you ever forget it, right? Oh, what a wild one. Right, Jerry and the Pacemakers, they're joint number 6 in Pick of the Pops 25 years ago this very week, and I'm the One. And incidentally, they were joined by the Searchers. They came from nowhere. They went straight to number 6 with the Needles and Pins, remember? Ah, that was one of the many, Pop Pickers. All right, joint number 6 back in 1964. The great Searchers there and Needles and Pins. And you will never guess, Dusty Springfield, she was stuck at number 5. Was she what?
Oh, no!
Oh, yes, she was. And you're absolutely right, Pop, because there have been cover versions galore, but there she was, stuck at number five in 1964, the lovely Dusty Springfield, and I only want to be with you.
I'm a little worried about Alan.
I should hope so. Right, and believe me, this is one of the most famous introductions you will ever hear from a pop record, 1964, remember? You cannot keep a perennial form at arm, believe me, Pop Pickers. And there he was, Mr. Gene Pitney. Incidentally, back in the charts at this very moment with Mark Arment, and Something's Gotten Hold of My Heart, but that was 1964, the famous 24 Hours from Tulsa. Hey, and incidentally, hot after a number one, back they came to number three. Guess who? I wonder, Pop Pickers, would there have been any 60s and swinging 60s without the Beatles there, right? Number three in 1964, and I Wanna Hold Your Hand, and for goodness sake,
shaking all over,
for goodness sake.
Absolutely, it's been reissued as a single all over again to combat Georgia satellites, but there it was from 1964. Swinging Blue Jeans there, stuck at number two for the second week with a hippie hippie shake, and at number one, there was young David bashing away on those drums, all right?
NewCheckDownloads.com.